And Peter the Man! And become a lawman! Well, you're kind of nervous as you walk through the doorway of the Internal Affairs Division. You wonder what the hell's their problem now as you sit down in that hardback chair and face that IAD maggot. He says, Officer, some recent violations of policy have come to our attention. You just kind of belch and say, yeah, such as you lean over and spit a wad of red man in his waste paper basket. He says, did you or did you not take a gratuity from the S&M Coffee House on 4th and Blauman? Gratuity. I'm taking the gratuities. He said, we have a report here that you accept a cup of coffee absolutely free. Large cup of coffee, extra sugar, extra cream every day before you go on duty. He said, well, yeah, I take a cup of coffee. It's no big deal. He just likes the squad cars around, you know, so he gives us free coffee. He said, Section 109.7 of the departmental regulations say you will not take anything free from any merchant at any time. He said, it's a cup of coffee, for crying out loud. He says, a cup of coffee leads to a monetary payment. Next thing you know, you're getting Christmas gifts. Next thing you know, you're getting a special treatment on the beach. No free cups of coffee, or we'll have to cite you. And also, did you or did you not show up drunk for duty on the night of the 24th? Night of the 24th? Drunk for duty? I've never been drunk for duty. Well, we have it on report here that you attended a wedding of a brother officer, and then at that wedding you imbibed. You said, wait, all right, so I had a beer. I wasn't drunk. I had a lousy beer. Department Regulation 597B says no alcoholic beverages will be consumed 2 hours prior to wedding. You say, oh, but fine, I love. He says, I'll have your pension. You say, yeah, you'll have dishes. You grab your package and walk out of there. Sure enough, man, you think you got to get that package. You got to get that package. So you call up some hooker you once held out. You say, listen, Sarah, I need you to help me get a maggot. Here's what I want you to do. Showed up as that IAD maggot is driving home. There she is on the street corner. Dressed in the TJ, like, officer, officer, officer! He pulls over. She tells him to stop. Oh, you terrible. He stole my purse. They were attacking me. And finally, at the last minute, I got away. And I don't know what to do. And I'm totally lost in this part of the sea. I don't know anything I do. Yeah, take it easy, man. And she does look like a comely wench. And he embraces her. And she says, sure, it's all right. Next thing you know, he's holding her tight. She's bumping in the grind. And he's standing up. He takes her to squad guy. One thing leads to another. She's going south with the man. Because you come walking up there. And bust in the window with the nightstick. You say, hey! What's this? Violation of policy number 1975. You grab that maggot, you haul him out of there. He says, you say, yeah, but, all right, I took a cup of coffee, all right, I had a beer, but I never violated some citizen's rights in this most grotesque and sodomistic manner. I'll have your pension. He says, no way, please. Please, let's forget the whole thing. Your charges and mine. He says, okay, I'll forget this, but first, I get to put a lugger between your eyes. I just one lugger between your eyes, you IA. A.D. scum, and then we'll call it even, okay? And he blubbers, okay, and so you work out the most immaculate latent you cause the possible, and you let him have it right between the eyes. Then as you drop him to the curb, you say, all right, go home and whimper to your wife, huh? I got a job to do, buddy. I gotta get out there and book him. Poppin'